Podmas Day 18, and I wanted to come on here and talk about, just in general, like, 2019 is almost over. I'm recording this on December 18th, which is a Wednesday, and after this Wednesday, we literally have two more, you know, we have one more Wednesday left, and then it's a new year, and it's crazy to think that in 2 weeks, it'll be January 2020, it'll be a new decade, you know, a new month, new goals. Like, it's crazy to see how fast this year has gone by. Like, I just remember, you know, just being at Flying Pig in May, and, you know, and I had some stuff happen in the summer, and that happened real quick, and then, you know, Halloween was right around the corner, and then Thanksgiving, and now Christmas is a week away, and New Year's is another week away. So, like, it's crazy to think that the year is almost over, and a new decade, a new year is, like, just around the corner, and it's crazy. And I really just wanted to come on here and talk about, just, like, you have 2 weeks left of the year, and what are you gonna do, with those last 2 weeks that you have. I know that there's been a lot of a lot of talking about people saying that I can't wait till 2020 hits, or I can't wait till the new year rolls around. And the thing about it is, like, even with the new year rolling around, it's not going to change anything. I mean, you could start right now. Like, anything that you want to work on right now, you could start on now. You don't have to wait till the clock strikes midnight, and 2020 is upon us. 2020 is upon us, and you could just go ahead and start. Like, you can start now. You just think about that. Like, if you start today on Wednesday, December 18th, you're 2 weeks ahead of everybody else. You're 2 weeks ahead of you're 2 weeks ahead of where you thought you were going to be, and that's, if you're doing weight loss, like, that's possibly another 4 pounds you've already lost before the new year even starts. Like, it just makes more sense to start now than to wait for the calendar year to be 2020. That just makes no sense, that people are, like, banking on another year, that the next year is going to change everything. And that's not true. Like, the next year is just the next year. And for the people who are, like, always saying that, like, you know, this year was my year, but next year is going to be my year, like, I mean, I think every year in some form or fashion is going to be not your year. And some years might be way better than the previous years. But, like, the thing about it, it's, like, waiting till the year starts over, it makes no sense. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, start now. You know, even if you have eaten bad all day today, like, start with dinner. Like, go home, make something nutritious for yourself, and start there. Start with that one meal. And I always preach that, like, that's kind of my motto, right? Like, going on these days is, like, one meal at a time, one day at a time, one workout at a time, and really just one step at a time. Like, you don't have to stack everything on top of everything. Like, you don't have to do everything, and make everything quote unquote perfect, because perfect doesn't exist. So I think that people get into this mindset of they have to like wait until the next year. Like, that's just as I'm trying not to curse on this, but that's just as ridiculous as saying I'll start on Monday and it's a Tuesday, and you're like, I'm gonna wait 6 more days before I even start. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, just start today. Just, even if you just do one thing every day that gets you closer to where you want to go, then that makes more sense. Like, if you know that you want to lose weight, like, if you even start at just one meal a day, so if you start with breakfast, or you start with lunch, or you start with dinner, start there. Like, it doesn't have to be this grandiose plan of, I have to have all my ducks in a row before I can even start. Like, I think that's procrastination. That's what that is. That's, I'm not sure if I really want to do this, and I'm just going to procrastinate, and I'm going to wait till the new year to do the things I need to do. or I'm going to wait till Monday to do the things I need to do. And the thing about it is you just need to start. Like I said, you don't have to have everything in a row. Just take one thing at a time, change that one thing, you know, work on it for a few days, or even like a week or even 2 weeks. Like, start there. Like, you don't have to be 100% like everything's in a row and get everything done. And it's more freeing to do it that way. It's more freeing to take everything by piece and break it down. Because I feel like if you try to put everything together, you're just gonna get frustrated. You're gonna get upset. You're gonna be devastated, and you're gonna quit. And that's not what you want. Like, you really just don't want to quit. You want to keep going and doing what you need to do. And you know, working with Daryl this year, starting in August, like, I really hammered that down. Was you know, PN, Precision Nutrition, is the coaching platform he uses, and you know, it's really about building habits. And in that program is a year-long program, and it takes like 2 weeks per habit. So like, I'm at the beginning, I really thought that I was like, oh, this is really slow. Like, you're only doing one habit every 2 weeks. And when I started like really doing it, I realized that was for a reason. And I think if you took that same approach to any kind of thing you want to do, I think that's the right way to go. But to even get there, you have to just start. You have to start where you're at, and then go from there. So, that was really preachy today. I hope you guys enjoy this one. I kind of thought of that one off the top of my head, because I came into this podcast having no clue what I was going to talk about, and that one came off the top of my head once I hit record. So that was kind of interesting. So I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.